Support for KGOU provided by Tinker Federal Credit Union, committed to helping members achieve financial goals and dreams each step along the way. Equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA. TinkerFCU.org.
This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside politics, policy, government, and elections. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, when the State Department of Health released the latest White House Coronavirus Task Force report on Wednesday, the governor's office was not happy. What did they take exception to?
That's right. There was a line in this week's report that indicated that community transmission remains high, resulting in many preventable deaths. And it was the last part of the sentence, of course, that the governor's office took issue with. They went so far as to contact the White House about it, and were told that the same line was used in a number of other reports as well. Oklahoma, as the report indicates, has seen high community transmission, and its positivity rate remains over 10.1%, putting it in both the red zone for new cases and for positivity rate.
And the state has been in those red zones for many weeks.
That's correct.
That was the same day the governor and several other state administration officials announced the establishment of the Oklahoma Pandemic Center for Innovation and Excellence and the relocation of the state's public health lab. Everything is moving to Stillwater in a couple of years. What's the reason for the move and what is their plan?
Well, the public health lab has needed to be replaced for a number of years, and Department of Health officials have sought funding for that through the Long Range Capital Planning Commission, but were never successful in obtaining it. But in 2017, they did win approval of a nearly $60 million bond issue to build a new health department lab, but they have not moved forward with that yet. The creation of the Pandemic Center, it appears, comes out of the response to something we heard Dr. Lance Fry, the Commissioner of Health, say to the House Public Health Committee a few weeks ago and to us as well. And that is, the state was not prepared to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. What they hope the center will do is to provide information so that the state can be prepared for future pandemics, as well as information that can be shared with other states. They'll fund the establishment of the center as well as additional work related to the public health lab with $25 million of the Federal CARES Act funding that the state of Oklahoma received.
We're in the middle of our Oklahoma Engaged election coverage, and the deadline to register or change your registration for the general election on November 3rd has passed. New party registrations this year have shown a major Republican advantage, and the Republican edge over Democrats was already significant in Oklahoma.
That's correct. At the end of September, there were 1.1 million registered Republicans in the state of Oklahoma and about 740,000 registered Democrats. The remainder of the registries were made up of Libertarians and Independents. In the month of October, the State Election Board recently reported an additional 20,000 individuals have registered to vote, and really, Republicans continue the trend, outpacing Democrats by 2-1. Some 52% of those who have registered to vote since the start of October registered as Republicans, while only 26% registered as Democrats.
Democrats continue to do well in urban areas, but Republicans much better in rural areas. So it is a major lift right now for the Democratic Party in Oklahoma.
Democrats face a big challenge, both in terms of the CD5 race, where Republican State Senator Stephanie Bice is challenging sitting Congresswoman Kendra Horn, and registration there does tend to favor Republicans. And then statewide, where you have Abby Broyles, a Democrat, challenging U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe on a statewide basis, too, the numbers favor Republicans and a chance for Senator Inhofe to return to the U.S. Capitol.
The latest state gross revenue report showed a year-over-year decline. What does State Treasurer Randy McDaniel's report indicate?
Yeah, the report indicated that only one of the four major revenue sources, individual and corporate income tax collections, showed an increase over 1 year ago. But that may be a bit of a mirage due to the unemployment benefits that were being paid out by the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission. Since March, the commission has paid out $3.4 billion in unemployment benefits. That's more than they paid out from 2010 to 2019.
Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter at KGOU News and at eCapital. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapital.net. And until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.